Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The written word of God begins with Genesis and ends with Revelation. There are times in history when God speaks and times when God is silent. There are times when God reveals knowledge and times when God conceals knowledge. God created us in His image, and because we are to be like Father, like Son, He expects us at times to be both revealers and concealers of knowledge. God intends for His children to be disciplined in their speech. Some words are designed to bring things about and can be used for good or evil. When God speaks, what He says comes about. God spoke the worlds into existence. There is no one who successfully opposes His word and wins. If God were careless in His speaking, catastrophe could result. God has been silent since the revelation of Jesus Christ was given to John, completing the Holy Scriptures. God is deliberate in His speaking. When He speaks, His word brings about great events. We are to be swift to hear, but slow to speak. The general practice of believers should be characterized by silence. This principle of living was known by David, who asked in Psalm 141:3, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." God's word pictures our mouth as a door that opens and closes, thereby regulating our speech. You may choose the opening and closing of the door to be in keeping with the Word of God, or you may not. If it is regulated by the Word of God, it opens and closes at the right time. Speech being guarded by the Lord causes a good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, to bring forth good things. Words, fitly spoken, are precious treasures, and like all treasures, are to be used judiciously and carefully. As Ecclesiastes 3:7 teaches, there is a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. A prudent man knows the time because he knows the Lord and the word of the Lord. Judgment is given to know the times. A prudent man knows when to keep silent and when to speak. A prudent man knows when to conceal knowledge. A prudent man knows when to proclaim and when not to proclaim knowledge. A prudent man will make his knowledge known when he knows it will be helpful and edifying. A prudent man will not use his knowledge to elevate himself in the eyes of another. He will not try to exceed others' knowledge by his own knowledge in hopes of abasing others. He will not use his knowledge to win arguments in order to feel good about himself, for he knows that it is a vain use of the gift of the knowledge of God. Jesus Christ, on occasion, refused to speak before men of closed minds and fixed hearts. He withheld knowledge from his own disciples because he knew they were not prepared to receive its treasures. We are told in God's word to conceal knowledge from a scorner because it will simply bring hate and shame to ourselves. We are assured of a blot when we reprove a wicked man. We are to refrain from speaking wisdom to a fool, for he will despise what is given. To the Christian, all is sacred. All is separated unto God, and that includes the knowledge that God has given. Knowledge is to dwell with prudence, and it is to be used for the glory of God, not for vain or self-elevating purposes. That is what the fool does. As the last part of our proverb tells us, the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The Hebrew word, translated for us as proclaim, means the idea of accosting a person. It means to call out by name, to preach, to pronounce, to publish. The fool does not wait until he is asked. He accosts. He pushes himself forward in order to get his foolishness proclaimed. He desires notice. That is what he is after. He opens up his heart without prudence. He tries to teach when he ought to be the student. He instructs rather than being instructed. Our world is filled with foolish talk, as modern communication tools have brought forth endless opportunities to express every thought of the heart. The fool can now proclaim foolishness so that the whole world can hear. Lord, deliver us from such drivel. So God in this proverb has given us another distinguishing mark in which to identify the fool. The heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. A Christian ought not to have this mark.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.